As we've highlighted over the past month, towns and properties along the Darling River in western New South Wales are fast running out of drinking water, and they've also witnessed those big fish kills. Broken Hill sits on the Darling, yet its drinking supply has not been guaranteed until now. A controversial pipeline from the Murray River is due to be turned on by the New South Wales government later today, which will see water pumped almost 300 kilometres to the city. But some residents aren't happy. They're worried the pipeline will worsen the environmental disaster unfolding on the Darling. Declan Gooch prepared this report.
For decades, it's been Darling River water flowing out of the taps in Broken Hill. But from today, Broken Hill's drinking water will be coming from the Murray River, 270 kilometres south. Tom Kennedy from the Darling River Action Group says it's a significant moment in the city's history, but it has implications.
One of the things that has been pushed by the state government and the federal government is to get a secure water supply for Broken Hill that isn't reliant on the Menindee Lakes or the Darling River, and that's what has been achieved.
The Menindee Lakes are best known right now for being the site of the deaths of millions of fish over summer as the Darling River dries up for the second time in 3 years. But for most of their history, the lakes have been a crucial ecological and recreational site. Like many residents, Mr. Kennedy is seriously concerned about what the pipeline might mean for the lakes and river system.
The Darling River will not need as much water coming down there to have a virtual guaranteed supply of water for Broken Hill. So in essence, there'll be less water coming down the Darling River and the Menindee Lakes will be drained a lot quicker.
The pipeline was announced after Broken Hill came within months of running out of water the last time the Menindee Lakes dried up in 2015. The region's Nationals MP, Kevin Humphreys, says the city will now essentially be drought-proof.
We're doing something that potentially could have been done 70, 65 years ago. It wasn't done because people didn't have the money to do it, and we've been able to finance and complete and construct the largest piece of water infrastructure in rural New South Wales since the Snowy Hydro.
Broken Hill's Labor Mayor, Daria Turley, isn't certain the Murray River will be a more secure water supply.
If you look at the crops about to be grown on the Murray, and you look particularly at the almond trees and the almond crops, they take far more water than any other product that I'm aware of. So if you think that there's a struggle for the Darling, believe me, and I've said this before, that the Murray will end up in as big a crisis as the Darling.
She says two recent reports into the Menindee fish kills show the government has mismanaged the river system.
You have this discussion about having a secured water supply from the Murray. We've always had a secure water supply from the Darling. We struggle when there is a drought, and certainly that is an issue, but the government should have addressed those issues.
The pipeline doesn't ease the growing crisis for properties along the Lower Darling, which will still be dependent on the drying up river. It could take until April for the pipeline to supply water to all Broken Hill properties.
Declan Gooch reporting.